A coalition of government reform groups in New York says the state legislature should consider limiting some of the emergency powers that were granted to Governor Cuomo during the pandemic. Karen DeWitt has more.
In early March, as the coronavirus rapidly gained ground in New York, the legislature granted Governor Cuomo special emergency powers. He could temporarily suspend laws or create new ones to fight the pandemic. Since then, the governor has issued over 40 executive orders that changed over 250 statutes. But now that the spread of the virus is easing in New York, reform groups have written to the legislative leaders asking them to take back some of the governing responsibilities that they gave to the governor. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says re-involving the legislature in the decision-making process is in the best interests of democracy.
As the pandemic has eased, we think the legislature should get back to work, hold committee meetings, move bills.
Horner says in a normal year, the legislature acts on 800 to 900 bills. So far this year, just 150 have passed. At the very least, the group say, the legislature should reassert its governing powers to vote on whether any of the executive orders should be extended when they come up for renewal. Some state lawmakers, including Republican legislative leaders, as well as some liberal Democrats, have also called for reining in some of the governor's powers. Cuomo condemned the idea, saying that with the virus spiking alarmingly in other states, there is no thinking American who does not believe that this is a state of emergency.
Everything that we have done that has worked goes away immediately because they were all done by executive order.
Cuomo could not give a date for when he thinks it's appropriate that the emergency powers discontinue, saying when COVID ends, the emergency ends. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.